309.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Again, live Saturday edition. You bring up anything and join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk about one of the worst presidents of all time, Abraham Lincoln. But first, we go to your phone calls.
You better be prepared to defend that statement.
You're going to have to defend it, Mark, because you're the expert. But we'll get to it here. John first in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, boy, I'm hoping I can work this Abraham Lincoln thing into this. But, you know, as maybe one of the voices out here similar to myself who hear you guys talking about liberty and we witness, you know, America's falling into tyranny through failures of understanding just the basics of what justice is in a free society. So you were saying that there are gangsters in government, and it's hard to deny that is a fact. And people are brought to believe that they can't defend themselves, but if why wouldn't you say, or maybe perhaps you guys can clear this up for me, and I'd love to have a discussion. You guys do support fair elections, right? So why wouldn't you?
I don't support government.
Right. Why? Well, whatever government it is, why wouldn't you support?
No, I don't support government.
So you,
Mark,
you
might
don't support
elections.
Democratic elections in any way?
No, I don't support people ruling over my life. If I want to hire somebody to tell me how to live my life, I should be free to do that. So if I would like to hire someone to control me and contract for that, then that's fine. But I don't consent to have other people rule over my life. Does that make
what
sense?
What if somebody victimizes yourself, steals your house?
Well, then,
well,
in that case,
that would be the government,
crime.
Right? They steal houses.
Well, the so do private mercenary forces that you're suggesting people should hire on your own. We have principles. This is what liberty and freedom is that you aren't aware of. There are principles that all people share. Nobody wants to be murdered, for example. Like, that's number one.
There you go.
I'm with you.
I would say that I'm the small government guy here next to my no-government friend with whom I share a microphone every day of the week.
Okay.
but, you know, when you think about police, who are probably a legitimate, if there is such a thing, legitimate role of government.
Right. Got to have them some way.
They sort of came from, you know, palace guards and soldiers. I mean, that's where they evolved from. And don't police, just like their soldier counterparts, really protect the state and not really protect the individual?
That's what I've seen.
Well, absolutely. Well, but the thing is the state needs to be a reflection of the self. That is, like,
how's that possible?
Well, here, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
If a police officer goes out and beats up a woman on videotape, that police officer needs to be treated as a citizen of that society and needs to be charged with, you know,
But that doesn't happen, and there's no
right, and that's a lacking. That's not freedom. If you
right, so what you're saying is, so you're one of those people that says we just need to elect the right people, and then government will work right.
No, I'm saying that the person who is elected needs to be fairly, fairly there. We have in New Hampshire
fairly
the election
there?
Was rigged, according to the Boston Globe, and I don't know if you guys have put in.
So
five
it's
seconds.
Okay as long as the elections are fair. It's okay if a despot is elected, right?
Well,
it's okay.
No, not a despot, but like Ron Paul would have won that election if we would have counted the ballots, according to the Boston Globe and the evidence that they've brought forward. But Ron Paul or his spokesman,
the hell are you talking about?
Wouldn't.
Ron Paul would have
I haven't
won
seen
an
anything like that. I mean, they did a recount here, and it was off by like 0.05%.
Well, you're not aware. The Boston Globe, they provided evidence that showed what they did is they reversed McCain's tally with Ron Paul. And when
so what
Ron
are you going to
Paul...
do? You going to wave a magic wand, John, and try to fix the elections? How are you going to get the society you're looking for?
No. I wanted Ron Paul to be the actual elected representative, but his spokesman said
that's
that
nice.
They wouldn't.
I'd like
I'm
that
asking
too.
You, I'm asking you, what are you going to do about it? You've got a lot of complaints about the electoral process, but you're saying all you need to do is just clean it up, and how are you going to go about that? Go ahead. What's your vision?
First of all, you'd have to arrest those who are responsible for rigging the election, so you'd have to first acknowledge
that. But the cops are on their side.
Yeah, the politicians are the ones who decide who gets arrested.
Well, you have to understand what laws are. Most police officers do their job because
they're words on paper, John. They're words on paper. That's what they are.
Well, you know, it depends. Like, you know, we have crimes that take, like, the doctrine of the National Intelligence Estimate. Like, it's on paper that Bush is your ruler, unthinkingly, without evidence to form your own minds. But somebody at the FBI provided Americans the fact that they doctored the National Intelligence Estimate. So Bush was caught lying, and it's a CIA officer who spoke out and said, look, he's lying to you.
How about
telling
that? He's been caught lying again. I mean, they're politicians. They lie the time, and they're never held accountable, and they never will be.
But here's the thing. Accountable. You can't find a police officer or a CIA officer who in public will say, I don't care if Bush is lying. You're going to die as a victim to tyranny. They can only do it in the shadows, denying ourselves an opportunity to defend ourselves with free speech. So if you had a national program or anything, even a national news program, you go, you know, this Bush has committed an act of high treason. He's conned Congress, misleading the American people into a needless conflict while closing investigations on 9/11, according to the FBI.
We're on 40 stations right now. What's that going to do? Saying that, oh, a politician has told a lie. He's a bad, bad man.
But he's
what's that going to do,
John? The death of many sons and daughters. There's all
sure
those families
has.
Out there.
Sure he has.
But every war, every politician in every war sends out the sons and daughters of the proletariat as we are. The working class people. They send out their sons and daughters to fight and die.
Right.
I'm with you. I would prefer to see a much, much, much smaller government, and I want to see the politicians fight their wars and let's do it at Raymond James Stadium and give them both buck knives and let them fight
sure.
it out.
I mean, I believe in that too. I'm actually trying in some ways I don't know. I like martial arts a lot, and I'd like to face people in the ring that support Bush in any issue. If you support Bush for anything, I'll take you in the ring and I'll beat you senseless because I believe in God and the other person believes in lies and deception. It isn't so much that I want to hurt anybody; it's that I want the public to understand.
So
that will prove to nobody nothing.
Violence you're going with all
wars haven't proved anything.
John,
the things about the dead sons and daughters. It's their brothers and sisters who are still living today who go, my son was almost murdered, or essentially murdered. He was conned to believe something that wasn't true.
The history of governments has been tyranny and oppression
and death.
And governments have been responsible for the killing of millions of innocent lives around the world in just the 20th century alone. What is it you're proposing to change here? Because, I mean, you've got a lot of critiques, some of which are quite valid, but I don't understand what you plan on doing about it all.
Well, the first plan of action is that you have to understand that to mete out justice, you have to have evidence to form your conclusion, and that's what a courtroom is. You know, if somebody is accused of a criminal offense,
the courtroom is in favor of the state. The courtroom is run by the government in favor of the government. So how are you going to get anywhere
there? And then you could comment. Like, okay, so we all can recognize that, no matter what your political philosophy might be. So now Bush has been reported by Glenn Greenwald in one of his articles that I can't remember the title, but it's like American citizens can now be arrested without evidence, indefinitely held in military. Military breaks.
Yep.
And, well, that is an act of treason against every American citizen breathing.
It's a police state. We live in a police state.
No, I know, but my point is that it's in your authority that tyranny is going to be exercised.
What do you want me to do? Go and arrest the president? You want to go arrest Bush?
I understand. Not a single soldier, not a single police officer, not a single man or woman or child is going to stand in the defense of that. It's only censorship. It's only in darkness that we fear.
When you say the soldiers aren't going to stand in defense of what?
Taking an American without any evidence and blaming him for a crime while you close investigations and the real evil guys get away scot-free. Like, that's what the Constitution says.
They did it, though.
They've
done it, and they did it with Padilla. And they held him for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. And they tortured a whole bunch of people, and Catter was shot in the back.
I don't understand where you're getting, and you're running out of time here. You need to explain to me what it is
It's only our failures to communicate, let's say, on a national show to say, does anybody agree with Bush on this? I mean, the lines were
I don't care if people do agree. I don't care if they agree or they disagree. It's a non-issue to me. I want my freedom, and I want freedom for people that want freedom for themselves, and that's it. It doesn't involve politicians.
So
my
vote.
Process, John, and thank you for the call tonight, my process does not involve having to go and arrest politicians or beg politicians or ask politicians for favors or whatever, win elections and all that other political nonsense. I think that what needs to happen is people just need to stop cooperating with the system. The system
like
is
Rosa Parks did.
Right.
She just decided one day, I'm not going to stand up and go to the back of the
exactly.
bus.
Exactly. The system is inherently corrupt. It doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Barack Obama or John Kerry or Bill Clinton or whoever, Ronald Reagan. They all get in there and they all increase the size and the scope and the intrusiveness and the expense of government. And we all get forced at the threat of violence to pay for it. And, you know, no amount of reworking the system is going to change any of that.
I would concede that it is less corrupt than, say, Robert Mugabe's government. But I still think corruption is corruption.
War on the way. You take control and bring up anything. It's the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Paul, why did you send this book to me?
Because I didn't know who else to send it to. You were the only for real author that I knew. I mean, you actually try to write books. I'm getting this feedback from friends of mine, and they're telling me, Paul, you need to do something. And I'm going, I have no idea what to do, so I send it to you.
Well, I get lots of manuscripts like this, and honestly, most of them are unreadable, and I promise you I'd read 25 pages just to get it over with. But
and you did it quite apologetically.
But I was so captured by the 25, I ended up reading the whole thing, and I just think it's a marvelous thing for us to realize if we share what we've been given with other people, you have no idea where it will go. But if it's only about, I'm just going to do this for myself and keep it inside, then we never see what the end result of those things might be.
Well, you started the snowball. You read that and were so taken by it, you could not keep quiet. And I think that's been the beauty of what's happened with this book. People are touched, and they can't keep quiet about it.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A-Cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Go get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped. JumpTees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants. That's JumpTees.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Nash is on the line in Colorado. Nash, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hello, Nash.
How are you doing today? How are you?
What's on your mind, dude?
Today I was driving back from the city, and I got pulled over by two officers.
Oh, boy.
My license plates were stolen about a week ago, and I'm not going to stop what I'm doing and go on my way to get new plates right away.
Mm.
And they said that because I didn't have license plates and proof of insurance, I'm not insured, that they would either tow my car and search it there or have me get out, search it, and they go easy on me.
Oh, boy.
And they searched it, and a friend of mine that I dropped off at work, and myself.
Dropped a friend off at work?
Uh-huh. And okay. Myself had some marijuana, a pipe,
some
other stuff stashed in the car, and I got a pretty good ticket for that.
I bet you did.
Yeah, and I was just wondering.
Well, first of all, they lied to you about going easy on you, most likely. I don't know if they would have searched it anyway had they gotten it back to the tow yard. Sometimes they don't search things when they get towed. So, you know, they may have just been BSing you there.
I figured that they were, but I just wanted to be safe.
But they didn't arrest you for the marijuana.
They did not, and there was like 4 ounces in there.
Wow.
Scale, some Ziploc bags.
You didn't get arrested on that? It must be a Colorado thing, right? Isn't Colorado kind of
Denver? Legalized it there for a little while.
Yeah,
but
where are you at in Colorado?
I'm in Westminster, which has the worst cops. But
I'm shocked that with all that, they didn't get you on a distribution charge.
I'm honestly shocked as well, but I had a question. That's why I called in. The cop found my cell phone on my floorboard of my car, and without asking, he went through my text messages, numbers, phone calls, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are they allowed to do that without a warrant?
You already gave them permission to search, didn't you?
I gave him permission to search, but not. I was thinking that the phone was going to be separate.
No, if it's in the car, then they can search it. I mean, you told them they could search, so that's what they went and did. So you're screwed there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say no to police searches. Though it's interesting that they did decide to not charge you with some sort of dealing charge for having the multiple baggies and the scale. So maybe they really did go easy on you, but usually that's just a BS line that they use to get you to agree to a search. There's a good chance that had you just refused, they would have towed the car, and then after the fact, if they'd found marijuana after the fact, you could you might even be able to challenge that because you weren't actually there. It would have been even easier for them to plant the marijuana if they had it all
that's
by themselves in the
situation,
the tow yard. Sure, I'm speculating.
That's true.
Of course.
And I have no record other than this, so it would have been good for me. I messed up, didn't I?
You were in a tough situation that, you know, honestly, having plates, not having plates is, you know, it's
not good to travel with a quarter pound of marijuana without the proper government plates.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's where I'd say you made your mistake.
Yeah,
if you're going to do a protest of not having license plates and, you know, not having to register your vehicle, which I think that registering a vehicle is clearly and obviously only revenue generation.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can make a case that every car needs to have some numbers on the back to identify it, but you can't make a case that those numbers have to be registered every single year with some government entity at a prodigious cost in some cases. In Florida, it was like $50, but up here in New Hampshire, it can be hundreds, depending on how new your vehicle is.
You know what you might want to do? Have you gone to see the Court of Public Relations yet? That documentary we've been talking about over the last couple weeks.
I have not yet.
If you are going to go to court on this, you said they gave you a ticket. I don't know if you want to challenge it or not. But our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has come out with a great documentary, and you can go and see it at obscuretruth.com. I believe that it's linked from there, but it's definitely at freekeen.com. Anyway, it shows his adventures in legal land of going to not pay, or not pay, but to go and challenge a speeding ticket. He goes into the court and attempts to ask a bunch of questions prior to the actual the hearing that he was going to have, and the judge did not want to hear about it. He did not want him to ask those questions, and they did everything they could to prevent him from doing so. They kicked him out of the courtroom, scheduled another date. He came back with the camera again.
Yep. It's elucidating. It will show you that there's no such thing as a fair trial in that state.
Right, and what's really interesting is that when he came back, and it doesn't show it in his first video, but when he came back the second time, and he had his video camera with him again, they wouldn't let him in the courtroom with the video camera. And they came to him and they said, well, you need to either put the camera back in your car or you need to leave it with us because you can't bring the camera in the courtroom. And Sam basically just stood there, looked at him and said, well, I don't know what we're going to do then because I need to bring this camera. This is the only thing that protects me from your violence.
And when you think about the bureaucrats, it's always the other, it's always the government people that are saying, look, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you concerned with? Why wouldn't you let me search your car if you don't have anything to hide? Well, if the judge doesn't have anything to hide, why wouldn't he allow a camera in the courtroom?
Yeah.
Because they know that they run a sham.
Yeah, exactly right. So I don't know if you're willing to take this stand. It's a risky one to do, especially by yourself, where you don't necessarily have any other activists around to back you up. But it might be something you'll want to consider. So go to freekeen.com, scroll down the page a little bit. It's been a few days since it's been posted. And look for the Court of Public Relations. And I think you'll find it very intriguing. And let us know what happens with your situation.
And any lawyers out there, please go look at this.
Oh,
I would love to hear what you've got to say in the comments section.
So, Nash, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's about it. Well, actually, I did email you about 6 months ago when I was kicked out of my house by the police. My dad apparently molested my sister. I'm 18. And they're dropping the case pretty much, it seems like.
Well, that's good to know. Go check that out and call us and let us know how this marijuana charge thing plays out for you. Will you do that?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Nash, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Puke.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, dude?
I wanted to comment a while back there. I think it was hour one. You were talking about taxation and such.
Yes.
And I know how, like, Ian, you were always... you're interested in, like, the meaning of words and how words are important, the way you define them and such. And I've always thought that the word taxpayer is an incorrect term because, someone who pays is essentially, you trade money for goods or services.
Mm.
And that's not really correct, in my opinion, because you're not really, paying sort of denotes voluntarily paying or something.
It does. And most people do voluntarily pay because they don't want to get hurt.
Right, but I think a better term is tax victim.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Well, you're a tax victim because if you don't pay, then you're either being defrauded because you think you have to pay, or you're being threatened if you don't pay. So,
I just
wanted to throw that out there. Tax victim, I think, is a much better thing to say than taxpayer.
I'd say you nailed that one. Opinion. Thank you, Puke. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That's what the government does, is it victimizes everyone under a certain geographical designation.
And if you move geographical designations, you find a new government that does the same thing.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. The live Saturday edition, you bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours has more stuff, and it's free. So head on over there at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that if you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for the show. Right now, we are the number one show on PodcastAlley.com, and that's good. But it's taken us all month to get to that point so far, for the most part, and we need to solidify our lead. Podcast Alley is the second most popular way that people find this show. The number one is iTunes. We can't really do much on iTunes because there's no real voting system there. But the number two way that people on the Internet find this show is that top ten list at Podcast Alley. So if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, you can help pump up our numbers for this month. It's only once a month that you need to go and do this, and it takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Then ask a few friends to vote as well, and maybe that'll give you the opportunity to turn them on to Free Talk Live while you're at it. That's vote.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and talk to Brian, listening in Michigan to WSJM-FM. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Hey there, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, I kind of found you guys accidentally a week or two ago, just scanning through my car radio.
Excellent.
And heard some of your guys' conversations, and really just love what you stand for.
Thank you.
I think it's about time we get back to the freedom that America was built on. And,
well, hold on. Let me stop you there. I know it's okay. Popular to say that, and I've been guilty of saying it in the past myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, America wasn't really built on freedom because they kind of wrote slavery into the Constitution. So
well,
let's
okay.
not go back to that. Let's go and advance. Let's evolve to the next step and evolve to a truly voluntary society where no one is threatening their neighbors with violence if they don't agree with supporting
well,
their causes.
That sounds great. That's more like it because you're absolutely right. I mean, you're made to feel like if you don't go with what they say, then you're against them, and that's just wrong. But I have a story about some marijuana. I drove with a friend to Chicago to meet another friend, and he had a lot of marijuana.
Okay.
We got busted with him.
Oh, no.
Our public defender said, plead guilty, you'll get probation for 2 years. And,
sure, and he doesn't have to do any work either.
And he doesn't have to do any work. We said, no, we didn't do anything. We went to court. We were found not guilty.
Oh, wow, great.
But yeah, but now I have to pay to have that expunged from my record.
What?
And the guy who actually owned the apartment and had the marijuana got 2 years probation. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy to think about that, you know.
So I didn't know about this. You have to pay if they arrest you and you're found not guilty if you want it off your record? You
that
have to
is
pay
correct.
Them?
That's correct, because I did get busted for having a joint on me, so it was use. And they said, have you ever been arrested for that before? And I said, no, not thinking. And they said, well, it shows up here. And that was two states away. So it's still on my record, unfortunately. And that was a large amount of marijuana. Now, I don't know if that's on there or not. But
these government goons will try any way they can to extract money from people. I mean, you found not guilty, and they still found a way to extract money.
That's
from
right. Them. Yep, that's right. Yep.
It's an amazing gang of criminals, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. But hey, I just
Brian, we're losing you, my friend.
See you later.
Your cell phone cutting out. Great call, but thank you for it. We appreciate you making it. And to those of you out there listening in Radio Land, if you are new to the program, you're liking what you're hearing. Pick up the phone during the week or shoot off an email to your local program director on your favorite talk station there and let him or her know that you really appreciate hearing Free Talk Live and that you'd like to hear more of our show because we do it 6 nights a week.
And if you're shocked by what you hear, keep listening because at the very least, we're consistent.
We'll shock you again.
We consistently go out and we advocate for your freedom every single show.
All right, let's continue. Joe is on the line in Tampa listening to WFLA. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind, Joe?
Not too much. I was thinking about the guy that called in, said that the cops were going to either search his car or tow it,
mm-hmm.
and maybe do a search. I graduated from the police academy in Florida a couple years ago, and if they do it the right way, when they come to tow the car, they'll do an inventory on it.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's supposed to cover, you know, the policeman's butts or the towing companies. To make sure that nothing gets stolen or anything like that. They call it an inventory, but it's pretty much a search of your vehicle. They can use anything they find in there.
Why is that? Why can they use, according to the Fourth Amendment, you know, I'm supposed to be secure in my person's papers, effects, and all that other good stuff. Why is it that they can take a vehicle that, you know, I guess is unregistered and search it?
You know, I don't know. I haven't actually gotten hired yet. I know why.
Because they've got guns
still
on the
real.
it's true.
I'm still real idealistic that, you know, most people are out, you know, preserving people's rights and stuff. But
so, Joe, why did you get into policing? What was your motivation?
People take advantage of other people and do things that are, you know, unfortunately, there are laws and people that live there. Some people don't. You know, make the choice to go someplace where, you know, they have more freedom and which, you know, kind of makes them agree to whatever laws they're living under. And the people that take advantage of somebody who's doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, it just doesn't seem right. And I'm, you know, the idealistic, I want to take the bad guys off the street and make the place safer for everybody.
I think that's great. I'm glad there are still cops that are coming in to the system who are trying to stop the bad guys. It's just that I wonder, I mean, how do you define bad guys? You define them only as those who are hurting others and destroying property, or do you define somebody who has an ounce of marijuana as a bad guy too?
You know, it's guys that are doing bad things. I personally, if marijuana is a misdemeanor, So cops have discretion on what they're going to do about it.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, I used to live in Florida.
Less than an ounce is a misdemeanor, I believe.
Less than 21 grams, from what I recall, is a misdemeanor. So if I had an ounce of weed or a quarter pound or something like that, then that'd be a felony. What would you do in that case?
You got to go by the law of the state and your policies and procedures. You got
to. What would happen to you if you just? What would happen to you if you just looked the other way?
I just tell you the truth. I'm not sure because I haven't gotten hired yet. I don't know what the penalty is for that for a police officer.
I really have to wonder about that, because there's a lot of cops out there that are with us. At least the viewpoint on this program is to end the war on drugs and to focus on real crimes like murder and rape and arson, things like that.
I think that would go a long way to giving cops the proper respect that they deserve.
It's true. So a lot of cops are out there that agree with that viewpoint, but they're scared S-less that something is going to happen to them if they refuse to enforce these bad laws. And the fact is, the war on drugs is bad. It's bad. It's hurting people far more than the drugs themselves would ever possibly be able to hurt the people that use them. And so I would like to see more cops refuse to enforce these bad laws, because until we get to that point, we're going to have more and more innocent people put in prison cells and more innocent lives being ruined. And certainly, as someone that is concerned about the innocent, you must be concerned about that, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, if you took the billions and billions of dollars they spend on trying to get marijuana users off the streets, which, you know, like you said, it's not really that harmful. I mean,
it's less harmful than alcohol.
I think they should legalize it like alcohol. You know, don't drive if you're high. But, you know, I know a lot of cops that think marijuana being illegal is stupid.
Yep. Well, here's what I would suggest for you. As somebody who's just getting into the system, go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Have you ever heard of those guys?
Yes, I actually go to that site fairly frequently.
Ah, fantastic. So then you're well aware of it. I'll give out the website for those that aren't. It's leap.cc, L-E-A-P, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. You can go there and watch videos and learn more from these great, experienced law enforcement officers that have been in the on the inside of the war on drugs, and they've come out with the understanding that what they did was wrong. They hurt people. They took people's freedom away from them, and they regret it. And now they're doing the right thing, and they're reaching out to other law enforcement officers and saying, hey, this is crazy, this is madness, it's resulting in corruption all over the police world, it's resulting in people hating the cops for arresting their friends and their family members, and it needs to end. And I encourage you to be one of the relative few, there's only one right now, active duty police officers that actually is a member of LEAP. I hope you will have that courage, and I thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. There's only one cop out there, an active duty, that is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
All the other rest are retired.
Yeah, more coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can go click and download right there from the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, they are totally free and go back for an entire year. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy on us.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, you can purchase knobs, pulls, faucets, and towel racks at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Interknobs.com can save 10% off of your order. That's the already wholesale price by using code FTL at checkout. It's internobs.com, INTERKNOBS.com. Get friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com. I got my kitchen done by them, and it's fantastic.
Excellent. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls, and we will go to Nico in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I pretty much was supporting your guys' like whole, well, pretty much Ian's free market idea.
Yeah.
With no government.
It's not my idea. I'm borrowing it from other people. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, there's certain things that I'm just not sure how it would work.
All right.
For example,
throw it out there.
Like the FCC right now regulates airwaves. And I'm not talking about censorship and all of that. I don't think that needs to be there. But without the FCC, who is to prevent some person from taking up a bunch of bandwidth with a, you know, a signal, like an FM signal or something like that, and just using like 8 megahertz or something like
well,
that?
Well, the power bill might prevent them from doing it, number one, because it would take an awful lot of juice to take up a significant portion of bandwidth like that in any significant manner.
Secondly, they're stations there currently, and you know, when we're talking about this fantastic world, and I support getting rid of the FCC. I believe that that we can make it without them. You know, these stations are currently homesteaded on their bit of air where they are. They have their
They've been there since whenever.
And so you wouldn't be able to go and just step all over their signal in that, you know, once you got rid of the FCC, because they've already homesteaded that in the same way that...
and they could take you to court or arbitration over that if they wanted to.
There isn't a national organization that manages to watch over to make sure that your property is safe along the, you know, little line drawn in the dirt.
Right.
Essentially, the station has a line drawn in the air of where they can broadcast.
Yeah, so, and if you understand how the free marketplace can protect people's property better than this whole governmental system can, then you understand that you just need to figure out how to apply that to the airwaves. And remember, broadcaster self-interest is to not step on another signal. You want your signal to be as clear as possible to the receivers, to the listeners. And so if somebody does step on your signal, then you've got a case. You can take it to, again, if it's a government system, you can take it to court. If it's a free market system, you could take it to arbitration. So either way, even under the government system, there's still no need for the FCC because the courts could very easily handle the homesteading situation. And so what you'd see is there'd probably be a bunch of little stations that would pop up to serve niche interests that may not necessarily have been there before.
Probably not in New York City, but certainly the rest of the country, most of the band is open. Plus the fact that we currently have a radio band as defined by the government.
The FCC. Yeah.
You know, radios can broadcast, you know, a radio could pick up something broadcast below 600, you know, on the AM and above 1700 on the AM and then below 89.5 or 88.1 on the FM and above 107.9 on the FM.
Right. So, I mean, we certainly do not need a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around in Washington, D.C. making decisions about what can and can't go on the radio, because it just, it ends up, you know what has really happened as a result of this FCC? I understand that there's some people out there that run radio stations that would like to think that the FCC is out there protecting them from unlicensed pirate broadcasters who might step on their signal. But the fact is, there are pirates all over the place, more so now, I think, than ever before.
Yes, there are right now, more than ever before.
And they're gaining community support, and the reason why is because they're running their operations clean. They're running them to where they aren't interfering with nearby stations. And so what really is the big deal? There is no big deal.
Yeah.
It's just that these people that are in the business believe they're being protected by all these FCC rules. And really, it's Stockholm Syndrome. And I actually wrote an article about this, and it was I sent it to Talkers Magazine, and it was printed, where I pointed out that these radio owners or managers that believe in the FCC, they're just victims of Stockholm Syndrome, and that they believe in their captor. They've come to identify with their captor, and that is the FCC. Look, the FCC extracts thousands of dollars per year from these radio stations.
Don't forget the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, for a signal.
What do you mean to just get on the air?
Just the license to
get on the air.
Broadcast.
Yeah. And so they're paying through the nose to the FCC for this so-called protection, when in fact, if they didn't have to pay out all that money, their overhead would be lower. They could, you know, cut their advertising rates and sell more ads to more businesses.
And the professionals are still going to be the professionals. You know, the big stations that are going to broadcast what people want to hear. They're going to have the best imaging, which is that you know, that stuff that the stuff that goes on during you know, commercial breaks that identifies the station. You're listening to 970 WFLA, the red hot mother or whatever.
I don't know if that's their current tagline.
I don't know. They used to have one where they were beating up somebody. It's Tampa Bay's First News. Boom, 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 boom. And it was really great.
Good
but
stuff.
Anyway.
Good stuff.
They're going to have the imaging. They're going to have all that good stuff. And the amateurs are always going to be the amateurs. And is all you have to do is listen to community radio to find out what amateurs sound like.
Nico, thanks for the call.
I've listened to community radio before. It's not very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
You gotta start somewhere.
You know what you're getting.
The first night I was on the air either.
Yeah.
Hey, Nico, thanks for the call, dude. I hope we cleared that up for you. So these radio managers that believe in the FCC or the engineers or whoever it is that's out there in favor of the FCC, what you need to understand is that the FCC is strangling the radio business. The radio industry, for our listeners that are not in the industry, and that's 99.9% of them, for those of you who don't know, the radio industry is in quite a fret right now. They're in a frenzy about the new media, right? These new challenges.
The internet is coming.
Well, the internet is here, and it's...
You think it's going to catch on?
Well, not with the Luddites, but with most everyone else. Anyway, they're scared. And for good reason. They're scared of these new media upstarts, the internet broadcasters, the podcast world, and satellite radio. They're scared of all these things. But they shouldn't be.
Right, they should be embracing it because, first off, the professionals are still going to be the professionals.
It's true.
And that's where, you know, the radio is...
The internet guys wish they had the listeners at the radio stations.
Right, the radio guys have the big listenership, and that's where the professionals are. And they should be using podcasts as their pool. Currently,
the smart stations are. I mean, they are coming, and they're getting on board, and they're figuring that out. But one of the things that's holding them back is the FCC. In that, as I said before, it's extracting serious amounts of money from these radio stations. So the podcasters and the other new media can go and they can put anything they want up on the internet, you know, on YouTube or wherever, without having to go to some bureaucracy and beg for a permit in order to, you know, to change their transmitter situation, essentially. They are completely unregulated. And so the poor radio industry is, you know, they're suffocating underneath all of the you know, this pile of FCC regulations that prevent them from changing the way they, you know, changing their business model and the way they decide they need to do it without having to bow down before a bunch of bureaucrats.
And you can look at the difference in the shows that, say, HBO or Showtime are putting out on cable where there's no FCC mandates there. Versus what's coming out on broadcast television. You can see that it's taken a while. Cable came out in the early 80s mm-hmm. is when it was getting adopted. That's when we got it, right? So I don't know when it came out.
Yeah.
But it's taken a couple few decades, but now they're managing to scoot on past, and that's going to happen with the internet if radio's not careful.
And one of the reasons why radio is so slow to change is because they're insulated from competition. They don't know what it really means to have competition because there's, you know, just a handful of stations across the town that they have to compete with. So to some extent they have it, but they could have more in the absence of the FCC, where anybody with a few thousand bucks or a few hundred bucks can put a station on the air. That's real competition, and it would really make force these stations to be at the top of their game. And now, certainly, the stations that have chosen to air Free Talk Live are absolutely at the top of their game. But really, having that competitive marketplace would do everything necessary to propel innovation forward, where new formats could be innovated, new ideas can be played with, the farm team would come back, and it's just, as long as the FCC is going to be around, the radio business is going to have a tough time surviving, and it's going to lose listeners to the new media. I wish that weren't the case, and I hope the radio industry gets a clue and figures out that the FCC is not keeping them safe. The FCC is not protecting them. All they're doing is preventing them from innovating and preventing them from running their business in the way
and
they think
it's right. And the other concern is always cussing. Well, if we get rid of the FCC, people are going to drop the F-bomb on the air. And you know what? Some of them probably will, but I won't be listening to those broadcasts.
And that's only if they can find the advertisers to back that up. Because if they are offending their listeners, they're going to offend their advertisers.
There will always be beer distributors and tattoo parlors.
That's true, but it's tougher. It's tougher making a living there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie.